I measure success by momentum, not by achievement. I think I've shared this with you before, how I've always viewed my career as an iceberg, which is when I first started, when I had a vision of the world, you know, I imagine a world in which the vast majority of people wake up every single morning inspired, feel safe wherever they are, and end the day fulfilled by the work that they do. That is a vision that no one else can see. It exists in my imagination. It's like an iceberg under the ocean. I know it's there. I can see it. But no one else can see it because there's nothing sticking above the ocean. And so I talk about my vision and people be like, you're an idiot. You're an idealist. You're crazy. That's impossible. And I do some work, whatever it is, and a little bit of iceberg pops up. I've done something that is a tangible demonstration of what I'm talking about. You know, gave a talk, you know, gave some examples, found a company. And somebody goes, oh, I see. Yes, I can see what you're talking about now. And they start working with me. And now those are the early adopters. And I keep doing work and I keep doing work. And more of the iceberg starts to stick up above the ocean. And no matter what point of my career I've been in, no matter how much success I've had, however you want to define it, when somebody says to me, oh my God, it's amazing what you've achieved, my answer is always the same, tip of the iceberg. Because though there may be more icebergs sticking above the ocean now than there used to be, all I can see is what remains to be done beneath the ocean. And that is vast.